You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
5 downtown, 33 in Raytown, and we've gotten a couple of reports of thunder snow in spots. Right now, 34 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Your artist of the day.
And now my bitter hand.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. We would be remiss if we didn't tell you that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital after falling.
She's recovering.
She is 85 years old, fractured 3 ribs.
You know, they asked her, do you have any plans on retiring, you know, at some point in the last year or so, they asked her. And her answer was... which justice was it who worked until they were 90? Stevens? One of them worked until age 90. And she said, I got 5 years left in me.
You better hope.
Breyer. Maybe it was Breyer. Anyway, she pointed to whoever it was that was 90 and said, he was 90. I'm going till I'm 90. God love her.
If Trump wins re-election, you guys are going to be jumping out of windows. Seriously. You know, this is not good for an older person. Breaking 3 ribs can...
Well, but she's been old for a while. I mean, this is not breaking news that she's an older person.
No, it's not.
You know, President Obama thought she was an older person when he asked her very respectfully to consider maybe stepping down toward the end of his second term. And I believe that she raised 2 fingers up in the air and said, you can leave my office now. Nicely.
Of course.
But it's been old for a while.
I understand that. It's different when you fracture 3 ribs, Dana, than when an 85-year-old
Absolutely.
Does, because it can lead to pneumonia.
Absolutely. Haven't I ever told you the story? I went into my grandmother's little apartment home, and she was very old. And she hadn't yet had her stroke, so she was still living independently, but kind of on the line between needing to be in some type of care facility. And... I walked in and I saw what looked like, when I first saw it, it looked like raspberries, like actual raspberries or jam or something on her hand and arm. Okay. And I said, what did you do there? She looked down and said, I don't know. She was kind of confused. Okay. And my mom and dad were out of town. I went in her bedroom and saw some blood on the bed. Then I start freaking out, like that somebody's been in her room or something. You know what I mean? She could not verbalize what had happened. Well, it turns out she had either slipped and fallen or done something to tear her skin. She had a skin tear, and that's as uncomfortable and awful as it sounds. And one of the nurses told me, when you get to be that age, your skin is paper thin, and any little thing can tear your skin. But at the time, I'm like in my 20s, I'm like, oh my God, did someone come in here and try to kill her? Like, I just didn't know, and my mom and dad were out of town, and I said to her, Grandma, did somebody come in here? Like, was somebody in here in the night? I mean, I was just panicked. She said, no. My dad calls her later after they get her all bandaged up. He says, you doing okay? She said, yes. She said, you will not believe what that Dana said to me. I said, what did she say to you? She goes, she suggested that I had had a man in my room.
Did you say that?
That is not what I said. I was panicked thinking somebody had come in there and hurt her before the nurse explained to me it's just a skin tear and skin tears bleed. But in her mind, she took it as she suggested I'd had a man in here.
Is this the same grandmother you threw the telephone at?
This is the same grandmother who, in her very foggy, sweet mind, thought at some point I had thrown a phone at her, despite the fact I was in Kansas City an hour away. And she thought I suggested she had a gentleman caller at night, which is not what I suggested.
Did you or did you not throw a phone at your grandma?
I did not.
Then where did she come up with that story?
I don't know. She came up with a lot of stories toward the end,
There's nothing to it.
And you know you're just supposed to nod and say, okay. Okay, Grandma.
You hated her so much?
Oh, my God. She was like the sweetest lady on the planet. Like, she was that grandma that bakes pies and would never have a man in her room, if you know what I mean.
Well, certainly not for more than 15 minutes.
I mean, come on. She was so offended I said that. And that's not how I meant it.
So she had a gentleman call her and you called her on it?
Oh, my God. She did not.
She was knocking boots at the old folks' home?
You know, well, they have those things happen.
Hey, she has needs.
Please.
And the guy next door could
fulfill
those needs.
Please do not talk
needs.
About my, God rest her soul, saintly grandmother that way.
How do you think you got here?
Well,
she had to knock boots with somebody.
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago.
I can't believe you.
We're not going to have a conversation about this. This is really awful that we're even talking about this. The point of the story was, as they get older, they are more fragile. Their bones are thinner. Their skin is thinner, like actually thinner. It tears. They break. RBG will be just fine.
I hope you're right. I hope she's fantastically fine. What's more disturbing in your mind? Thinking about your parents or your grandparents engaging in romantic relationships, or when your children become adults, your children engaging in a romantic relationship.
I would prefer not to discuss either one of those.
But which one's more disturbing to think about?
No, the fact that you keep bringing it up is more disturbing than all of it.
Your mom brings it up more than I do.
She does not. You asked her. Do you remember how Dana was conceived? And she's like, oh, it was on a front porch. Thank you for that visual. I'll never be able to erase.
It was at 3 in the morning in Emporia. Do you remember?
You asked her.
And do you remember what she said the last time we talked to her?
No. God. Something about him bringing his A game.
No,
I
she
don't
said,
know.
She said, and Craig was bringing everything he had. Do you remember that?
There's something wrong with you.
No, I'm not the one who says it. Your mom says it. I simply allude to something, and your mom says, yeah, Craig was bringing
really
everything
he
had.
Brought his A game that night. God. So bad. So bad.
That doesn't bother you?
Yes, actually, it does bother
okay,
me.
Okay, okay. Okay. Oh, we'll get to this in just a moment. Well, hang on. Let me just do this one first.
We got a lot in the stack.
Cigarette smoking has reached an all-time low in the United States.
Not surprised.
That's good news, isn't it? The number of U.S. adults who smoke cigarettes has reached the lowest level ever recorded, according to the government. However, despite the progress, health officials say too many Americans are still using tobacco products.
Or they're vaping. Does that count?
That is included, yes. And I'll get to that in just a second. According to the report from the CDC, the Food and Drug Administration, and others, an estimated 14% of American adults, so roughly 34 million people, say they had smoked cigarettes in the past 30 years. That is down from 15.5% 2 years ago, and a whopping drop from 1965 when it was 67%.
Wow. Wait. Go back. What year?
1965.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
However, the latest data does show that about 47 million people, okay, so 34 million people in the United States still smoke cigarettes.
Okay.
Okay, you follow me?
Yep.
The data also showed that roughly 47 million people, or 1 in 5, still use a variety of tobacco products, including e-cigarettes.
So more people are using the, quote, other in that pie chart than are using cigarettes.
Incorrect. 34 million people smoke.
Right.
47 million people total.
Got it.
Use some sort of nicotine product. So about 13 million people either chew, smoke pipes or cigars, or do the e-cigarettes.
I would have guessed that was higher, but okay.
This new all-time, this is from the CDC director, Robert Redfield. This new all-time low in cigarette smoking among U.S. adults is a tremendous public health accomplishment, and it demonstrates the importance of continued proven strategies to reduce smoking. Despite this progress, work remains to reduce the harmful health effects of tobacco use.
But not eliminate it because the government makes so much money off of it.
Right. when they tell you they want to get rid of cigarettes, that's the last thing they want to do. They make so much money out of you people smoking cigarettes and chewing tobacco. By the way, so it's 14% of Americans who smoke.
Okay.
But for the younger set, 18 to 24, that number's down to just 10%.
I would have guessed it was less than that.
One out of
thank
every
God.
10. That's down 3% over just 2 years.
And does that mean actively smoking at 10%?
Yeah.
Or I've tried it? That means actively smoking
right.
is 10%.
Right.
It makes me happy it's as low as 10%. I would have hoped that it was lower because I feel like for everyone, I don't know, under the age of 30 listening right now, smoking has become something somewhat mm-hmm. of a socially unacceptable practice.
14% of American adults smoke. 3.8% use either cigars or cigarillos. E-cigarettes is at 2.8%. Chewing tobacco is at 2.1%. And pipes, water pipes, or hookahs is at 1%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Here's something weird. The use of tobacco products was highest among people who are uninsured.
That's why is that weird?
And people who are lesbian, gay, or bisexual are more likely to smoke.
I cannot believe that, especially because gay men are like the epitome of healthy gym people.
I'm just reading.
I am not surprised at all.
People in the middle.
Those who smoke are uninsured. Because think about it, Scott. I mean, let's be honest.
What?
You cannot be surprised the uninsured are the smokers. You can't. Think about it.
By uninsured, you mean unintelligent and low income.
No. I'm trying to say it in a nice way.
What is that?
I would say lower
income.
Income.
Well, and that pans out as well.
If you are an hourly wage worker,
people who make an annual household income of under $35,000 are more likely to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Highest among non-Hispanic American Indian and natives.
Okay.
Followed by multiracial white, black adults were the least likely to smoke.
Good.
576-7798, 576-7798. Chris Minders, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You know, we started all sleeping better the second that brooklinen.com box came to our door. Luxury bedding without the luxury price. You know, Brooklinen sheets were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. And don't take my word for it. They've got more than 30,000 five-star reviews. Luxury sheets without the luxury price. And I know because I just bought a set for my daughter. Boy, did we save, and man, are they soft.
We just ordered our second from Brooklinen, and we can't wait to get them. Best of online bedding category winner, by the way, from Good Housekeeping. Versatile colors and patterns. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You got to check them out. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. They're so confident. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com, promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever. You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, when it comes time to get your car fixed, and you will want to get that done, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Their reputation is so good. They've had people come in from Omaha, Columbia, recently had a wonderful family from Leawood swing by Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. And as Dana told me the day she drove off with it, it looks brand new. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's their number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you. KMBZ Traffic. Here is Jay Edwards.
Until then, baby, are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry?
Listen, Will Stern, is this a jam? Wilson Phillips on Dana and Parks with the Will Starrett seal of approval, apparently. Somebody has a question. Why is it that poor people do smoke more? They're less likely to be able to afford it.
Yes, as those words were coming out of my mouth, in the back of my head, Texter, so thank you for that, I thought, which makes no sense. It makes no sense that they would be the highest group of smokers.
So why is it that poorer people... Because this study from the CDC found that smoking is now down to 14% in these United States. That is a tremendous drop. I believe when I was a young adult in my early 20s, to say that, I believe the smoking rate in America in the early 1990s was around 24, 25%. It's now down to 14%. But this study also found that if you are LGBT, if you are Native American, and if you are poor, or fall below an annual household income of $35,000, which I think puts you at or near the poverty line, you are more likely to smoke. Or at least those groups had higher numbers of smokers. Smoking is also higher in the Midwest and the South than it is in the West and the Northeast.
The CDC has looked at this all across the board. People of low SES, which is socioeconomic status, are just as likely to try to quit, but they are less likely to successfully quit. People living in poverty smoke cigarettes for a duration of nearly twice as many years. People with a high school education only smoke cigarettes for a duration of more than twice as many years. So not only do they smoke twice as long.
I see.
You know, if let's say you smoke for 4 years, Scott, someone with a high school diploma is statistically more likely to smoke 8 years.
Why?
If you're at four.
Why?
I don't know. Blue-collar workers are more likely to start smoking cigarettes at a younger age and will smoke more heavily than white-collar workers.
576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Looking for clues in the life of the shooter. More next. Just past 3:30 in Kansas City. From the KMBZ newsroom, I'm Will Starrett. California State University Northridge says in a statement, the gunman in the Thousand Oaks mass shooting was once a student. University says 28-year-old Ian David Long last attended there in 2016. Statement doesn't have any more info than that. Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean identified Long as the gunman who killed 12 people at the Borderline Bar and Grill. Sheriff says Long also was found dead and is believed to have killed himself. The Catholic Diocese of Jefferson City releases the names of 33 priests and religious brothers found through a sexual abuse investigation to be, quote, credibly accused or removed from ministry in the diocese. The list includes 25 priests from the diocese, 3 priests from other areas who were once working in the Jefferson City Diocese, and 5 members of a religious order. An anti-abortion activist who shot a Kansas abortion doctor freed. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons confirming the release of 62-year-old Rochelle Shannon. The Bureau says she'll be on supervised release for 3 years. Shannon was sentenced to 20 years in prison for 6 firebombings and 2 acid attacks at abortion clinics in California, Oregon, and Nevada. She received 11 years for shooting George Tiller, who was fatally shot in Wichita in 2009 by another anti-abortion extremist who visited Shannon several times in prison. A look at traffic and weather together next. It's 3:33. KMBZ traffic and weather together at 3:34. Here's Jay Edwards.
A little taste of wintry weather for Kansas City. A winter weather advisory has been posted by the National Weather Service. Temperatures are above freezing, but that's going to start to change toward evening time. We've got some rain mixing with and switching over to some snow here in Kansas City, with the snow lingering into at least the early half of tonight. Light snow accumulation of maybe 1 up to 2 inches. Most of this on the grassy surfaces, but as temperatures begin to fall, we could see a few slick areas. The overnight low, upper 20s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Most of the metro right now is just above freezing. Pretty much any place south of I-70 is sitting at 33, and that includes at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Black Betty had a child. Bam-a-lam, the damn thing gone wild.
I should have talked to Miners before the show started. This is my most hated song of all time. Not a jam.
Why?
I hate Ram Jam.
What?
Black Betty.
What is that? I don't even know what this is. I've never heard
it
in my life.
The band is called Ram Jam. Oh, the song is called Black Betty, and it is the worst.
Wow.
Oh, Black Betty, Ram, Ram. Oh, Black Betty.
I would say more people disagree with you on this one.
Wow.
I would say your time here is going to be short.
In the words of, who was it, Johnny Dare said, rent, don't buy.
Oh, I'll never forget that. That was
a good story.
Funniest damn thing I ever heard in my life. And I had to sit there with a straight face.
That's a good one.
I've told you that story, apparently.
Yes, you have.
Okay, I'm sorry. I won't bore you with it twice. Or three times or four.
That's a little north of that.
Five or six. Maybe a baker's dozen. I don't know if we're going to have time. Rent. He told John Dempsey, who was here for a year, I heard your news as I was driving in this morning. Rent. Don't buy. And I was in the room, and I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. John Dempsey did not last very long in the shoes that are now filled by E.J. Becker.
Okay.
I believe it was 1 year. I just see fewer office parties are now being... Oh, hang on. Somebody wants to talk about smoking. 576-7798. Holly in Blue Springs. Holly, hello.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, guys. Longtime listener. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, welcome on in, girl.
Pleasure's ours.
I've actually done a lot of not a ton of research, but smoking within the Midwest, you know, we don't get out and exercise a lot. I mean, there are a lot of people who exercise, but because of our weather, as in today, we end up staying inside more. It's kind of harder to get out, especially if we're getting a lot of rain. So we're not exercising a lot like the East and the West Coast are. Plus, if you're really stressed, it's going to be harder to want to quit something that provides you comfort.
Some calm, yeah.
A lot of people that are poor, you know, you've got a ton of stuff going on in your life. You know, you're trying to pay your bills, you're trying to obtain housing, you know, you're not sure when you're going to eat or how you're going to eat. And so a lot of people will maintain those comforting things. When we're hungry, we actually, if you become really, really stressed, you'll notice you really crave those fatty foods. And that's just our body helping. It's part of our body's way of saying, okay, let's calm down. And so we kind of crave that. And the same thing with smoking. So you're going to be craving that thing that is going to help relieve your stress.
Sure.
And if you're not as educated, then it's going to be harder for you also to afford to be able to maybe afford a gym membership and get out and take better care of your body than somebody who's maybe just got a high school education.
And Holly,
that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, no. And Holly, because of all of those things, because I'm on the CDC website right now, researchers have actually found, and this does not surprise me, a higher density of tobacco retailers in low-income neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually very common. You will not find fresh fruits and vegetables in very impoverished areas because they can't keep, you know, it's easier to open up a market where there's going to be a lot of more fatty foods that right. do not have to be refrigerated.
You can get chips and a gallon of milk fresh. And cigarettes.
Well, now, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, see, you guys drive me crazy with these food desert conversations. It drives me nuts. If people in these areas would buy those products, they would sell them.
Not true.
So
well,
true.
But if you look at it, look at the Kansas City area, and we just recently had two major grocery stores close down because of issues with, well, violence within the neighborhood, and then, you know, theft, not wanting that, and then they're not making, they're having other issues, so then they're closing down, and people are having to travel farther to even want to obtain those fresh fruits and vegetables, they can't even do that.
Scott, transportation's a huge component of that conversation.
I understand, but what drives me insane, Dana and Holly, is when we talk about these food deserts, we blame the retailer. They won't open up in the city, or they closed their location and moved out. Well, if they were making a profit, they would not move out.
Well, and that's the other thing. You know, we have to educate. It's all about education and teaching, hey, we do need these fresh fruits and vegetables. And so if you look at any kind of WIC or SNAP nutritional plan where these people do have access to, they're constantly pushing, hey, you need fruits and veggies. You need to be buying these things, especially WIC is targeted towards those lower income mothers and mothers of children under five, saying, hey, buy the milk, buy the cheese. You need to be purchasing fruits and vegetables for your children.
Well, you can educate them all you want or try to educate them all you want. You can't force them to buy these things.
No, you never force. Oh, no, I agree. You can never force anybody to do something that they don't want to do.
But my argument is, and you mentioned that stores are leaving, or one of the stores may have closed somewhere in the city because of violence in the neighborhood. Do you blame them?
I understand that. Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair to that neighborhood.
What do you mean it's not fair to that neighborhood? It's not fair to that business that people are committing crime all around them, and probably crime that involves the grocery store itself.
Well, yeah. I mean, but then you have other stores that pop up too that also don't, you know, that aren't.
And store is a loose term, Holly. Store is a loose term. They're more like gas station / you know, storefront markets where you can get lottery tickets and cigarettes and maybe chips and a gallon of milk.
What has always slayed me, though, is this idea, and I understand there are plenty of people in the inner city, for example, where grocery stores are not in abundance. I think we could all agree to that. But where we go on this preconceived notion, which is false, that everybody in the inner city has no form of transportation, that there are no cars in the inner city, that everybody uses public transportation or has to walk. And that is a flat-out falsehood. It is not true.
Well, and I'm not saying that people within the city don't have that. And there are people. I mean, there is the supermarket right now that they just had that shooting a couple months ago, I think. And the guy said, no, we're going to stay.
Yeah.
And we want to be here, and we want to be here for the community. So it's not every, you know, it's definitely not every store. But there are, you're very right. There's a lot of stores that are pulling out because of what's going on within the community.
And whose fault is that, the store or the community?
It could be both.
It could be. I mean, that's the thing, Scott, and with all due respect, you always try to make this a black and white issue, and it isn't. And I don't mean race when I say black and white. Okay. There are so many maddening factors that play into poverty, nutrition, certainly the cigarette smoking arm of things. we could be here for years talking about it. It isn't just, well, go get on a bus and go to the grocery store and buy a head of lettuce and come home and feed your family. I think you try to make it a lot simpler than the reality.
I think you guys try to make it a lot harder than it really is.
I wish it wasn't as
look at the density. You know? Look at the density in the inner city of fast food restaurants advertising a 99-cent hamburger and fries.
Right.
The density of those restaurants versus the availability of a large traditional grocery store that you and I have access to five or six of within a square mile.
Again, let me point out two things. Number one, these fast food restaurants only open up because there is a customer base willing to be served. There is not a Death Star-like tractor beam on a McDonald's in the inner city that grabs hold of your car, sucks you in, orders your food for you, pays for it, and then hands it to you at the drive-through window. You make a conscious decision to drive through the McDonald's and order crappy, fatty food. Am I right or am I right?
Yes, it's
you. They are, but the thing is that it's so available and it's right there, and they can.
Well, you know what?
And it's cheap.
Wait a minute, ladies. There are two McDonald's and two Burger Kings, one Wendy's and two Taco Bells within 3 miles of my house in Roland Park. I drive by most of them on the way home. There is not. I don't know why they don't have it. Unlike the ones in the inner city, these fast food restaurants apparently have unworking Death Star tractor beams that don't grab onto my car and throw me into the drive-thru.
Well, no. But the other thing is like I mentioned earlier, that if you're really, really stressed out, you're not going to want to pick up an apple.
Well, you're making me stressed out. I don't want a Big Mac.
And Holly, there is research to support. I've read about this, that the...
Oh, no, I've done a lot of reading about
the,
it.
The chemical in your body when you have anxiety, because you know I have high anxiety. For people who are high anxiety people, there is more of this chemical coursing through your body. It's called cortisol. And that cortisol actually, Scott... makes you in your brain crave, believe it or not, I know you're not going to believe it, but I'm telling you the research has been done. It makes you crave higher fat and carbohydrate loaded foods because your body thinks you are in fight or flight constantly when you're not. And you would agree, Scott, that I constantly think something is wrong.
Yes.
Yes. And the way, and the reason that goes back to is when we were cavemen,
yes,
they say, is because we were constantly in fight or flight mode. We had to get out there. We had to go find our food. And therefore, we sought fatty foods. We would, whatever kind of big animal, you know, and you would eat the meat and the fat. But your body could process that because you weren't as able to get it as we are now. You know, going to a fast food joint or even going to a restaurant, you're going to be served a higher fat content than if you were to cook something at home. So we constantly, you're constantly being hit with that cortisol because you're so stressed out, because you're afraid something's going to happen, that you're trying to relieve that.
Boom. I should be a scientist, okay. And so should you.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you, Holly, for proving me right. from the text line 6605, the Death Star did not have tractor beams. How'd you let him get away with that, Rod? The Death Star most certainly did. The 1977 episode 4, the Millennium Falcon is pulled into the Death Star by a tractor beam.
Wow.
Thank you
for that.
You're welcome. Scott Parks, my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Hedley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. I know there are moms out there. You've put everything ahead of yourself for so many years. Now the kids are off. They're grown up. They're in college or out on their own. It's your turn to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Hedley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. Kara Markser just did it. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
Dana Wright here for CM Moes and Son. Hey, call my guys. They've been around 65 years with never a day off doing heating, cooling, electric, and generators. Yep, heating, cooling, electric, and generators. Now, we don't need cooling today, but think about your heating system. Are you tossing money straight out the window every single time that thing goes on? We were. They came out and did an airflow test for us this week to try and figure out where we are losing our energy. And man, are we losing it. If you have an older home, the technology is so much better today than it was 30, 40 years ago when they built your house. Have them come out and see where you are losing heating and cooling. They're going to fix that up for us. And also your generator. Don't forget, they're still doing that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. If you are in the market for a generator, think about it. Snowstorms, ice storms. If you've ever thought about getting a generator, now is the time. That 7-year parts and labor warranty is a great value. It is free, valued at more than $700. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
KMBZ Traffic, here is Jay Edwards. Telephone number here is 576-7798. couple of interesting texts that just came in. Groceries have a very low profit margin. I've heard that many times. So you can't necessarily blame the businesses for wanting to limit their loss. If they raise prices to cover the extra expense in certain areas, they would be accused of price gouging. Somebody writes in, Scott, it's because it is so easy and convenient. $10 in crap food, or go to a store and shop for $10 of decent food without the extra trip and figure out preparation time, etc. A lot of people do not know how to prepare food. Fast food is their menu. I understand, but here's one as well. Scott is unrealistic and is obviously not poor. Try to live on a very low budget for 1 week and see if he would choose to go to McDonald's because it's cheap. What I'm hearing, and I don't mean to come across as the jerk that you all know that I am. When I hear it's just cheaper and easier to go to McDonald's than it is to go to the grocery store and prepare food, what I hear is lazy. Now, if that makes me a jerk, then I'm
sorry. I think it's an oversimplification of a problem that has a thousand other problems sewn into it.
But what I think, with all due respect, Dana, you know I love you like the sister I don't have. I think we have a cottage industry of making excuses for people for being lazy. This morning, now granted, I don't work a full eight-hour day, but I do work. This morning,
that's debatable.
this morning I cooked breakfast for four people. Then I went home and I cooked some beef, and I cooked a slab of salmon. Okay. And then I came to work. Now, granted, I got to work this morning at 9:15, which is a little bit later than most people do. You can cook. You can eat healthy if
but
you want to.
But it does take planning. It does.
But then again, Dana, planning is part of life. And to excuse people for failing to plan is to excuse them for being lazy. Oh, you didn't have time. Well, you most certainly did have time. You just decided it would be easier and more convenient to drive through McDonald's. Easy and convenient are buzzwords or code words for lazy. It would be easier to stay at home and watch TV than go to the gym. It would be easier and more convenient to stay at home on the couch and watch TV than walk around the block.
It's easy for you to throw stones when you do not live in that environment.
Okay. I will remind everyone, my first job out of college, and I know yours wasn't much more, if not less, my first job out of college was $15,000 a year. I still cooked. Granted, sometimes it was ramen noodles. I still cooked. Are you able to do the news? Are you okay? Okay.
Why wouldn't he be okay?
He was on the phone.
Oh, hi there. Sorry about that.
I didn't know if you were on a super important call or nothing.
It was fairly important, but it's all right.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt it.
It's all right.
I beg your pardon.
Your friend and mine, Darren Wilhite, says hi.
Oh, you tell him I said hello, please.
I will.
All right. To the newsroom, we'll stare at.
Happening now on KMBZ, charges follow a deadly boat incident. More next.
Dana right here for Volkswagen at Lee's Summit. Head on out to Volkswagen at Lee's Summit. Check out their new cars. Oh, the Atlas, the Tiguan. You can lease one of those little Jettas for an amazing price right now. And one of the things I love about all of them, and I've driven every model out there, one of the things I love about all of those cars are the safety features on them, especially in weather like this. I love the backup cameras, big, bright, bold backup cameras. And the best feature on those cars, hands down, is the side impact alert system. Your SUV car will tell you whether there's someone hanging out in your blind spot where they shouldn't be. That will help you avoid changing lanes, especially in bad weather, and slamming into someone riding back there in that annoying blind spot where no one should be driving. Drives me crazy when somebody's back there. The car will tell you when somebody's back there. One of my favorite things about all of those new Volkswagens out there. Speaking of the newer Volkswagens, they all come with that 72,000-mile transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. Hands down, the best warranty on the market today. Head on out to Volkswagen Lee's Summit at I-470 and Colburn Road, or check out their inventory online, vwleesummit.com.
Just past 4 o'clock in Kansas City. From the KMBZ newsroom, I'm Will Starrett. A criminal indictment today against the captain of a duck boat that sank in July, killing 17 people. Kenneth Scott McKee faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of charges from a grand jury. The amphibious vessel went down during a sudden storm on Table Rock Lake near Branson.
Operated the vessel in weather, which generated wind speeds and wave heights, which exceeded those for which this particular vessel was rated.
U.S. Attorney Tim Garrison in Springfield says McKee is charged with acts of misconduct, negligence, and inattention to duty, including not telling passengers to put on life vests or properly assessing the weather. Authorities identify the suspected mass shooter in Northern California as 28-year-old Ian David Long, a former machine gunner and decorated combat veteran of the Marine Corps. Shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California, left 13 people dead. That includes a Ventura County Sheriff's Sergeant and the gunman.
Here on scene right now, it is very quiet, very somber. Crime scene technicians are making their way in and out of the bar. They're dressed in white, almost like hazmat suits, as to not disrupt any evidence. While the techs work here at Ian Long's home, federal agents are executing a search warrant looking for a reason why he carried this out.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. Archery season is open for deer in Kansas. Gun season starts on the 28th, and the critters have wanderlust and dart out in front of a vehicle with little to no warning. Lieutenant Adam Winters of the Kansas Highway Patrol says if you're involved in a car deer accident, call 911 and stay in your vehicle.
They'll obviously send a law enforcement officer to your location. We want you to stay in your car, probably keep belted. We don't want to... secondary accident to happen, and we don't want to make you a traffic hazard as well by being out in the road when other vehicles are trying to pass.
According to KDOT, 17% of 2017's car crashes were caused by deer in one way or another. A look at traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time coming up on 4:04.
Good afternoon. This is Amy Wright with Barber Financial Group with your closing market report for Thursday, November 8th. Stocks ending mostly lower today with the S&P ending a three-day winning streak to close down by 7 points at 2,807, while the tech-dominated NASDAQ finished 40 points lower at 7,531 after back-to-back gains. The Dow Jones bucking that trend, closing up 11 points at 26,191. Losses extended later today after the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged, but said the committee expects further gradual increases in the target range for the federal funds rate. Now, earlier today, data did show weekly jobless claims dipped ever so slightly to 214,000. In company news, shares of Square fell nearly 10% after the company beat earnings, but issued lower than expected fourth quarter guidance. With Barber Financial Group, this is Amy Wright here on KMBZ.
KMBZ traffic and weather together with Major Miles.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.